So I don't know if the audible caught that, but I said at the end of the last one, touch wood. Do you know where that comes from? It's druidic tree magic. And people go, what? When I tell them that? It's like, yeah, that's the expression where it comes from. Because you're using the trees. It was supposed to be touching actual trees, not just wood. But it's like, you touch the wood as a way to ward off evil and say something. I don't know what it was, because I can't remember now. But it was like, it connected to that. And people go, oh. And you think, yeah, it's funny how things sort of hang around. And then my dad was telling me that he heard something on the radio. And he said something, how long does it take for a tradition to die out? And we said, what do you mean tradition? I was like, you know, something casual. Or more serious, it depends. But what's the minimum time it takes something to die out from a culture? And I was like, oh, I don't know. 200 years. And he said, 500 years for something to be forgotten. Or, you know, or maybe, you know, faded out enough so no one really knows what it means anymore. And so the meaning's lost. And I thought, that's fascinating, you know, how we can hold on to something for so long. Even when we forget where it originates from, we still do it. You know, like touching wood. I mean, there aren't many druidic tree mages around anymore. But we still do things fondly. And it's like certain sayings. Do you know why people would say bless you when you sneeze and to cover your mouth? It wasn't because it was good basic hygiene. It was because it was thought that the devil was trying to get in your mouth. And that it was trying to, you have to cover yourself up so you couldn't get in. And people would say bless you to ward him off. You know? It's how things change after a time. Now we just say it to be polite. Like, it's like, I'm acknowledging your sneezing. I mean, why? You know, you don't have to, really. But at the same time, you feel awkward because you feel like you should say something about it because everybody else does. There's a few others as well like that. You know, it's just certain things. And you think, oh, so surprising how they sort of stuck around or we still do them more out of habit than anything. But, yeah, so I was thinking, I've looped back around to the short story I was writing. I was thinking, so if it takes 500 years to forget things, what if the world ended? But there were still people, you know, it's not like the planet just disappeared. How would you remember stuff if you can't really describe it? Because, I was playing, what's it called? See, this is why it's awkward, because I haven't played it for ages. It's made by the people who done Fallout. But it's got swords and magic and stuff. And unfortunately, giant spiders, which no one told me about. So I can't play it. I mean, I played it for a while, and then we got to the underground caverns, and there were suddenly all these giant spider webs. I was like, oh my god, I can see what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. And then something dropped from the ceiling, and I'm not looking at the screen, and desperately trying to hit buttons to kill this giant spider that's attacking me and my party. Freaking me out. Anyway, I thought, what an interesting idea to sort of jam that, and because everyone kept going, oh, it's like Fallout, but with swords. And I thought, well, what would Fallout be like with swords? Because if you didn't have all the guns, how would you kill all these creatures and evil people and stuff? And then I watched an episode of CSI, because this was all at the same time, and they were talking to these people who worked with genetically modified animals. And I thought, my goodness, monster animals. You know, they got strange and unusual powers. I mean, science give it to them, but they're strange and unusual. This should all be put together. So, I started my short story.